My name is Kirk Shoup, and I'm one of the speakers at CPPCon this year.
Awesome. So Kirk, tell us what you do outside of giving talks at CPPCon.
I work for a subsidiary of Microsoft called Microsoft Open Technologies, and we do open source on behalf of Microsoft. So I contribute to various open source projects.
Very cool. So it's probably a new subsidiary, right? Because, well, I guess Microsoft has definitely previously had a reputation for not being a huge fan of open source technology. So how long has the subsidiary been around?
About 3 years.
Cool. So what's sort of your day-to-day development work like? Is it like understanding the open source? Like what sort of, how do you interact with it?
So we kind of sit in between Microsoft Corporation and external open source communities. So we spend a lot of time meeting with both sides or interacting with both sides. But we also take care of quite a few projects. So I have several projects that I'm involved in. And so for some of those, I'm submitting code and making releases. And for others, I'm interacting with vendors that we've hired to help us produce code to submit. And so most of my time is spent between meetings and vendors and writing code.
Very cool. So we were talking earlier, and I believe you're giving your presentation later today. Is that correct?
Yes.
What will you be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about sequences of values in time and how to one possible representation of how you would describe, somewhat like iterators would be for regular sequences, what these sequences, the representation would look like. And then given that representation, to build the set of algorithms, which is really the important part, that are just being hand-coded over and over again in existing apps all the time, because it turns out pretty much everything that we deal with these days is a stream of values over time.
Cool. You want to give us a little sneak preview about what that entails?
Sure. So if you think about, you know, the common types of programming tasks that we do today, it involves a lot of things distributed over time, whether they be user input, mouse clicks, moves, but also things like, you know, packets on the network and file I/O and trading information. You've got a continuous update of stock price, animation, media, audio segments coming in over time and needing to be played back, video frames coming in needing to be played back.
Cool. So is this a new talk for you? Have you given any sort of similar thing before at other conferences?
No, this is not only a new talk, but my first time talking in this type of environment.
Oh, so. Very cool. How's it been for you so far, the first CPPCon ever?
It's really cool. It's very convenient since I already live in this town.
Right, and, definitely.
So I drive home every night. That makes it even easier. But yes, being here has been quite good.
Have you been able to talk to a lot of people during the conference?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the, you know, key values in coming to these conferences is all the people that you can see face to face that you wouldn't normally not interact with.
Anything else about you and how long have you been, I guess, a C++ developer or like developing in the C++ world?
Early 90s, wow. I started developing C++ while I was in college and came to Microsoft as an intern, and after a year they couldn't keep me as an intern anymore. So then I became a contractor, and after 4 odd years of that, I finally joined as an employee.
Cool. So you used C++ back in the day, where I imagine for a lot of non-C++ users out there, it's probably what they remember it. I remember another speaker mentioning like how much the language has changed with C++ 11, 14. I mean, how different is it to you from now, from back in the 90s?
It's amazing. I mean, there's things that I had always wanted to do that I just couldn't. And now, it's so much richer in how you can express what you actually want to do. one particular case in point. A lot of my time at Microsoft was spent on code that couldn't throw, and so move semantics made that possible, that you could actually have C++ objects that you did not, that you could use by moving them around, and they did not need to throw anymore. It was a dramatic improvement in code.
Well, Kirk, thank you so much for coming by and talking to us. Best wishes with your talk later. Hopefully you've been able to enjoy the first part of the conference while still being able to adequately prepare for later today.
Yes, I spent a lot of time preparing beforehand, so I've actually been able to kind of focus.
Good to hear. Well, best wishes again, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you.